This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Today, we are still discussing for the brothers and the sisters who first time they join us, we are still discussing A'mal al-Qulub, the actions of the heart. And today, if I want to put all the lectures we spoke about in this topic in order, this definitely will be the second one right after ikhlas, right after sincerity. And today's amal of the qalb is taqwa, because taqwa is purely an action of the heart. Can I declare and say I am a muttaqi? Can anybody say I am muttaqi? Why not? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى. Don't make tazkiyah of yourself. I am muttaqi, I am muhsin, I am this, I am that. Allah is the one who knows who is the muttaqi. Where is the taqwa? This is not a guess. This is not an assumption. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam openly in the hadith, he said, At-taqwa ha-huna, At-taqwa ha-huna, At-taqwa ha-huna, 3 times. Taqwa is right here. So when it's right here, no one knows what's right here except the owner of what's right here. So I cannot claim I am a muttaqi. I cannot say that someone is a muttaqi. I can say, MashaAllah, brother Ghulam, nahsabuhu ala khair, wallahu hasibuh. What we see is all good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know better. But to say that guy is definitely muttaqi, it's not something that we can admit or say about others. Tayyib, linguistically, what does taqwa mean? Coming from the root word, taqwa is coming from the root word, waqa. Waw, qaf, alif maqsura. What does taqwa mean? In the language, it means to shield or protect yourself, to put a barrier. Taqwa is to put a barrier. This is the meaning in the Arabic language. Now, some of the scholars defined it as placing a protective or a barrier between you and the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal, putting a barrier. Now, many of the scholars have beautiful definitions. I collected few of them of what, like Umar, for example, when he was asked, what is taqwa? The person who asked him, he said, what is taqwa? Umar said, have you ever taken a path that is very thorny? It has a lot of thorn in it. So the man said, yes. So he said, how did you travel along this thorny path? What did you do? You're walking and you saw a thorny path, and that was the only way to cross, to continue your journey. What did you do? So the man said, I rolled up my garment and I was very cautious as where my next move will be. And I watched every single step so I will not be hurt by the thorns. I am trying to make barrier between me and the thorns. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, that is taqwa. That is taqwa. Just like you were very cautious to stay away from the thorns, to put a barrier between the thorns and your legs and your feet. Similarly, taqwa is to put a barrier between yourself and anything that gains or earns the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is from Umar radiallahu anhu. Let's hear what Ali radiallahu anhu answered when he was asked, what is taqwa? He said, At-taqwa hiya al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, wal-rida bil-qaleel, wal-istidad li-yawm al-raheel. Allahu Akbar. What a profound statement. Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, taqwa is fear of the Jaleel, of the most exalted. And al-amal bil-tanzil, working, applying the revelation, the tanzil. And al-rida bil-qaleel, being content with little. And always al-istidad li-yawm al-raheel, you're always ready for the day of departure. Fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, applying the Quran in your life, being content with the little, and always ready to depart. One of the scholars, he explained taqwa by saying, أن لا يراك الله حيث ينهاك ولا يفقدك حيث أمرك. Very simple, straightforward definition. He said, taqwa is for Allah not to see you where He told you not to be, and to see you where He asked you to be. This is taqwa. Don't go to these places. Allah will never see you there. Come to the masajid. Allah will always see you there. That is taqwa. Bottom line, taqwa is doing what Allah asked for and staying away from what Allah has prohibited. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, to the best of your ability. It is the taqwa, like we said before, the taqwa is right here. And subhanAllah, look at this. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة. Listen. واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Here Allah said, واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. واتقوا النار. واتقوا النار التي أعدت للكافرين. Literally, right after each other, one ayah saying ittaqu Allah, and the ayah right after it, wattaqu an-nar. Who's going to explain to me? I'm confused here. It's Allah and ittaqu an-nar, same verb. Shia shabab. Put a barrier between you and the adab of Allah, and put a barrier between you and the hellfire, subhanAllah. Because this fire is not prepared for you. U'iddat lil-kafirin. This is not prepared for you. What's mu'idd for muttaqeen? Jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, subhanAllah. So this verb is used over 50 times in the Quran, and the action of taqwa is mentioned over 130 times in the Quran. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, and everything that has to do with taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا, subhanAllah. If somebody asks you, what is the last ayah revealed?
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ.
Allahu Akbar. The last ayah revealed, as if يعني summarizing the deen. And have taqwa of the day that you will return to Allah. And then you will be asked about everything you have done. Tayyib, is taqwa an option? If I'd like, I can be a muttaqi. If I like, I can not. No. What is the dalil? The scholars, many of our scholars, they said that this ayah indicate that taqwa is fard. What is the ayah? وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَإِنْ تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا. To Allah belongs everything in the heavens and in the earth. We have instructed those who were given the book before you, Ya Muhammad, and you. Allah saying, we, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about Himself, He speaks in plural sometimes, right? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا, we have created, even though He is the only creator, right? Plural. So we have instructed those who were given the book before you, and you, Ya Muhammad, to do what? To have taqwa of Allah. So this ayah, Imam al-Qurtubi, he said that this ayah is where the deen all the deen revolves around this ayah. That means taqwa is a must. It's not an option. We have to constantly struggle to acquire taqwa. And also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so this is from the Quran, that it's a must. From the sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the hadith that we all know by heart, when he told Mu'adh, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتِ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَ الْحَسَنَةِ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Subhanallah. If someone ever comes to you and said, Sheikh, or you, or me, or anybody, give me just one hadith to apply in my life. Just one hadith. This is too many hadith, thousands of hadith. Just give me one. Tell him this one. You know why? The whole deen. Isn't this three statements? Ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Have taqwa wherever you are. And this is my relationship with Allah. Wa atbi' as-sayyi'a al-hasana. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَ الْحَسَنَةِ تَمْحُهَا. And follow an evil deed with a good deed, it will erase it. This is my relationship with myself, my a'mal. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And treat mankind with the best of manners, my relationship with the humanity. All the deen is in these three statements. Subhanallah. So it's an order from Allah and an order from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's an order from every messenger. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن إذ قال لهم أخوهم هود ألا تتقون إذ قال لهم أخوهم صالح ألا تتقون إذ قال لهم أخوهم نوح ألا تتقون إذ قال لهم أخوهم لوط ألا تتقون. Every single prophet, here we mentioned Hud, Salih, Nuh and Lut عليهم السلام, they all told their people have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now we establish a definition and we establish that it's a must, order from Allah and all the messengers, including our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are the virtues if I become a muttaqi? Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen ya Rabbi alayhi. Number one, subhanallah, you will become, listen carefully ya akhwan, I'm gonna name few virtues. Number one, you will become the most honorable person. What's the dalil? Allah ibarak fik. Inna akramakum. Who's saying this? The Kareem himself. He's saying, Inna akramakum. Indallahi atqakum. The most Kareem, the most honorable, the most noble in the sight of Allah is not the Arabi or the non-Arabi or the rich or the poor or the black or the white. No, no, no. The one with the most of taqwa. And that is the most beautiful thing in our deen. That there's no difference. Bilal is Abd Habashi in Jannah. Abu Lahab is a Zaim of Quraysh in the hellfire. This has nothing to do with who you are, or what, how much money do you have. Akramakum. So number one, if you have taqwa, you will be amongst the most honorable. Second, Inna Allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen. If we stop right here, yalla ya shabab, assalamu alaikum, good night. That's it. Allah loves the muttaqeen. When you have taqwa, Allah will love you. Tayyib, what else? If we belong to the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you will be guided. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى. Not to everybody. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Hudan lil muttaqin. What else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that if you are muttaqi, you will have the ability to distinguish between haqq and batil, between truth and falsehood. Where is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tattaqu, if you have taqwa, what happened? Yaj'al lakum furqanan. He will give you that ability to see what's right and what's wrong, what's halal and what's haram. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. And if you are a muttaqi, your sins will be forgiven when you are from the muttaqeen. Subhanallah, when we have taqwa, subhanallah, how many people, this is, if you ask me in my da'wah life, how many times this ayah was applied, wallahi, I cannot tell you. How many times a brother comes and said, Ya Sheikh, this job is, you know, having a lot of haram in it. I cannot tell you how many times brothers that left, and last time it was even a sister, that left a job because they found that there is something haram or something doubtful in it. They left it only for the sake of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them this ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whomsoever have taqwa of Allah, Allah will get him an exit from whatever it is. Ya akhwan, this is the solution, this ayah, the solution of all our problems. Whatever you're going through, have taqwa of Allah, in that, whatever it is, you will get an exit out. Shaitan comes and tell you, wallahi, there's a brother sitting among us now, I just remembered. He came to my office and he told me, Sheikh, this deal is $300,000-$400,000. This is a huge deal. But it involves doing things I don't want to mention. Huh? I said, wallahi, ya akhi, yani, I wish I can find doubt in it. So we can split the money. But no doubt. Wallahi, instantly, he said, done. Done. You know how much the shaitan comes? Ya akhi, 400,000? You will build a masjid. Right? You will support the orphans. He will start, anytime the shaitan comes and whispers, number one, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Number two, to yourself, إن الله طيب ولا يقبل إلا طيب. Allah is طيب, pure, and He only accepts what's pure. Inshallah, تكون $50 billion. No. If it's not pure, throw it. It's not gonna benefit. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ. So the muttaqi will get an exit out. And of course, ayat all over the Quran about that the muttaqi will be in Jannah. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Many ayat that if you are a muttaqi, your reward is only Jannah. And listen to the last one among the rewards. Subhanallah. Al-muttaqeen hum awliya'ullah. You become wali of Allah. You know what? When you become a wali of Allah, you don't have to, you know what some people call themselves wali, and they start dancing and music, mawlid, all that stuff, and they think they're awliya, men and women together, yalla ya shabab. No, the true wali of Allah is mentioned in the Quran.
ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
The awliya of Allah, no fear upon them, and they will never grieve. Who are they, ya Allah? الذين آمنوا وكانوا إيش يتقون. الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. يعني they were متقين, they reached the level of VIP. The awliya of Allah, may Allah all make us all from His awliya, ya Rab. What else? Listen to this. Inna Allah ma' al-muttaqeen. Allah is with the muttaqi. How can someone fail if Allah is with him? Allah is with the muttaqi. And innama yataqabbalu Allah min al-muttaqeen. Allah only accepts from the muttaqeen. So here by itself, this ayah indicate that taqwa is a must. I want my amal, all my actions to be accepted. And Allah said, hasran, exclusively. Ya Allah, who are the exclusive people that their amal are accepted? He said, al-muttaqeen. Innama yataqabbalu Allah. From who? From al-muttaqeen. That's why we mentioned before, Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, be more concerned about the qubul than the amal itself. After we finish the salat, ya Rabb, ya Rabb, why did I say astaghfirullah after I finished the salat? I was sinning, I was praying. I was just finished praying, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa irad Qur'an, wa tasbih, wa takbir. Why am I saying astaghfirullah? Why am I asking for forgiveness? Because my mind was somewhere else. And I was, you know, forgetful. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, please accept from me. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. When we come back from Hajj, may Allah accept from you. When we finish the Ramadan, taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. You know, always beg Allah for acceptance. How can we attain taqwa? This is where the most important part. Number one to attain taqwa is to practice ibadah, an act of worship called muraqabah. Allah is watching. There are so many things that me and you, we will not dare to do if we know, if we believe with yaqeen, with certainty that Allah is watching us. Many. Let me give you a good example. If your wife installed a camera on your shoulder before you go to work, and you work in the office with all non-Muslim women, before the camera, hey, what's up, Melissa? How you doing? And after the camera, hey. She's watching, you know. Everything changes. Subhanallah. Forget about your wife. Don't forget about your wife. No, don't ever forget about your wife. Because we don't accept anybody sleeping in the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching 24/7. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Allahu Akbar. Don't you know that Allah is watching? Don't you know that Allah is watching? That is the ultimate. If we get to that, wallahi, taqwa will become instant. Second, know that the purpose of our life is to achieve taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ya ayyuhan nas, a'budu rabbakum, alladhi khalaqakum, walladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, not only Muslims, worship Allah, your Lord that created you and the people before you, so you can attain taqwa. So my purpose in this life is to attain taqwa. So when I know that is my purpose, I will work towards my purpose. Doing yani the ibadat, from this ayah, we conclude that ibadat, acts of worship, are the path to attaining taqwa. So ya akhwan, a lot of salat, a lot of Quran, a lot of dua, and subhanallah, please listen carefully, a lot of fasting. Tomorrow, please. Tomorrow, 3 white days of Jamad al-Awwal. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know it's the weekend, and I know everybody's eating in the house. Can you imagine? You fast those 3 days just for the sake of Allah. 525 according to the Brother Sarwat's timing. 525. And the Fajr is 546, less than 12 hours. And you will get a huge reward. So, ya akhwan, try to practice this ibadah of fasting, especially in these days where the shortest days of the year, there's nothing, it's not going to get any shorter. So please do your best. Wallahi, when I heard that they're going to keep the hour, you know, the day, they're going to cancel the daylight, I was very upset. I said, oh, subhanallah, the 5:30 days are gone. Because khalas, it becomes 6:30 and on. And you know that if they did not change the hour, alhamdulillah, they kept it. If they did not, the hour kept on increasing as normal, guess what time is Fajr? 7:19. It will be me and Muadzin. No, everybody is at work. Nobody will be here. Can you imagine? Fajr is at 7, it comes at 7:19. Subhanallah. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, it's very, very short. The more we do ibadat, whatever that ibadah is, sadaqat, helping others, all that will increase the possibility of getting to taqwa. What are, quickly because of the time, what are the characteristics of the muttaqin? Subhanallah. Number one, yu'minuna bil ghayb. And this is, if you think about it, believing in the unseen. This is our main, I started with it specifically. Have you seen Allah? No. Have you seen Jannah? Have you seen Jahannam? Have you seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nothing. We are believe, all this is ghayb to us, right? We believe in the ghayb. That's a sign of taqwa. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Second, listen to this ayah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, the people of taqwa, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. One sign that you are a muttaqi, if something evil, the shaytan start whispering, immediately تَذَكَّرُوا. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I know your tricks. And they will stop. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. They notice immediately. That's a sign of taqwa. Another sign of taqwa is, subhanallah, one time I was giving a talk, and maybe 7-8 years ago, and the adhan came, and I continued my talk. After I finished, look at this, so that means you could learn from anybody. A student came, and he said, Sheikh, I think you should have stopped when the adhan was playing, because Allah said, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. I got goosebumps. He said, whosoever honor the sha'air, the rituals of Allah, that's a sign that they are muttaqi. Since that day, whatever we're doing, we stop and we listen to the adhan. Because is the adhan from the rituals of Allah? Absolutely. So whenever the adhan, most of the people, you know, they joke around and talk and play and continue everything. No, when the adhan is being called, repeat after the muadhin, so you can be from the people who yu'azzim. They venerate the rituals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a sign. Being just. Being just is a sign of taqwa. I'dilu. I'dilu. Huwa aqrabu littaqwa. Be just, then you are closer from the people, closer to the people of taqwa. What else? Alladina, subhanAllah, look, talking about Adil. Talking about Adil. Do you know the story of Ali radiallahu anhu and his vest? When Ali radiallahu anhu, he lost his vest. And then he saw a Jewish man having his vest. So he said, this is my vest. The Jewish man said, it's on me, it's mine. He said, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Not just a Sahabi, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time. He said, okay, let's go to the judge. Amir al-Mu'mineen is going to the judge. They stood him and the man in front of the judge. Ali radiallahu anhu, the judge said, yeah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what's the story? He said, this shield is mine. And that man is claiming it's his. So the man, the judge asked, is this yours? He said, yeah, it's mine. So he said, yeah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, do you have any witnesses? He said, yeah. He said, who? He said, my kids, Hassan and Hussein. The man said, I'm sorry, their testimony is not accepted. Said, what? Didn't you hear the hadith of Umar, al-Hassan wal Hussein, min shabab Sayyid Shabab al-Jannah? They are the masters of the youth of Jannah. He said, yes, 100%. Hadith sahih. But the testimony of the son to the father is not accepted. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, he said, okay. Now the Jewish guy is looking, what's going on here? The Amir al-Mu'mineen, the judge ruled against him because he told him, khalas, it's yours. When the man saw this, he said, took the shield out, said, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is your shield. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. This is the deen, this is the real deen, the deen of adl, the deen of justice. Who, can you imagine this happening in our country? Wallah, this is the funniest joke ever. The funniest joke ever, that one of our presidents, one of our kings, is going to the judge. The judge is sitting trembling, or maybe he got $5 million before the next the day before. We all know the story. Basir, take this part out. No, wallahi, we don't care. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Last thing is, in order to become from the muttaqeen, one of the sifat of the muttaqeen, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They spend, the muttaqi spend at ease or in hardship, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And they control their anger. They control their anger. We spoke about that a lot. Please, brothers, please. And sisters, control your anger. Try to, as much as you can. It's not, I'm not telling you don't get angry. Everybody gets angry, but don't act upon the anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. The people of taqwa, they always forgive. They forgive. They let go. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And finally, subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua to ask for taqwa. Allahumma inni as'aluka at-tuqa wal-afafa. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Ya Allah, I ask you your guidance, your taqwa, chastity, and self-sufficiency. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين يا رب. We ask you in this blessed night of Friday, ya Allah, for everybody who attended and everyone who's watching us, ya Allah, make their last deeds their best deeds, and make the last words la ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, bless our daughters with righteous husbands, and bless our sons with righteous wives. Ya Allah, protect them from any evil, ya Rabb. Ya Allah, protect our children from any evil. Ya Allah, fill all our homes with love and mercy and tranquility. Please make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he told us, akthiru, make a lot of salat upon me on the night of Friday and the whole day of Friday. And we see you tomorrow at Fajr bi-idhnillah. Jazakumullah khair.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي.